Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report is recorded on Gadigal land.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is The Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to The Chaser Report. Dom Knight and Charles Firth back on the podcast. Charles, welcome back after all your touring and gallivanting around the country with the war on 2022. Is it good?
It's very good. Chaser.com.au/live if you want to buy tickets.
Is Gabby Bolt still in it?
Gabby Bolt. So this is the worst thing about the tour, right? Is you go along, you do all, like, James and I are out on stage, like, I'd say 70% of the time, right?
Mm.
Mark comes in, and of course, everyone loves him, right?
Yeah, I mean, but you knew that and coming then, in. Isn't that why you get him?
Yeah, yeah. And then Gabby comes out. She's got like 4 or 5 songs in it, right? So she's actually quite present in the thing. And she also is much better at stagecraft than James or me. Like, yeah. She's been doing it for years. And so she's got this whole personality thing going as well. Mm. And then she comes out, sings these amazingly good songs. And then at the end, right, Mark does all the sort of, please say, you know, put your hands together for Charles Firth, James Neville, Mark Humphries. And then Gabby comes, is the last one. Gabby Bolt, right. And the whole audience just doubles their, every night, we've had 4 nights, it doubles their applause and goes, hey, Gabby, like, she's just a crowd favourite. She's only been there for 5 fucking seconds. What the fuck?
Charles, this is your role.
We've been doing this for 7 years.
You and James, your role is like the sort of the stodge.
Yes.
Mark brings the celebrity.
Yeah.
And Gabby brings the talent. I mean, this is like when Andrew Hansen joined The Chaser.
Yes.
Everybody knew. We knew when he came in the door that he was better than us at performing.
Yeah.
And then music. You know that in comedy, anything set to music is automatically 6 times as funny.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is. It just is. I mean, this is Tim Minchin. This is Eddie Perfect.
Mm.
The only way that she could get more laughs is if at the same time as doing music, it was also, you know what the other thing is. If it was improvised or set to music, it is automatically 6 times funnier.
See, I disagree. I think
to a crowd.
A crowd will applaud ten times hard. You're right.
You just can't do it, Charles. Yes.
Well, that's why her crowd work, because she does improvise. Like, she goes into the crowd and she, you know, has chats to people all off the cuff.
Yeah, but you couldn't get more than 10 minutes of her material. We couldn't afford it. So you're there for the rest of the show.
Anyway, so the point is
that you're the support act.
What I want to do for this, I was going to talk about my business acumen again, but I think we should first of all brainstorm some ideas of how to subtly undermine Gabby so that she doesn't, because she's clearly going to succeed. Like, how do we just bring her down a notch and sort of make her feel bad?
I mean, she's already a young woman from a regional area.
Yeah.
And even despite that,
yes,
she is still destroying you in a city middle-aged white man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's impossible. Let's just acknowledge that from the off.
Like, is there some sort of, maybe we should subtly go, if we come off stage, especially if we get everyone to, Mark won't play ball. But, you know, just go,
kind colleagues.
You decided to do that tonight, did you? Oh, that was the choice. You know, like, is that the way to sort of,
after someone's got twice as much applause as you?
That
sounds challenging. I think the only thing you can do is just acknowledge the situation that you're in.
Yes. Ride in her coattails.
Yes, clearly next year you've got to book her in already.
Yes.
For, it's not the war on 2023, it's Gabby Bolt.
Gabby Bolt with.
Supported by. Firth, Schleffel and Humphries or whoever. It doesn't really matter who it
doesn't
is.
Doesn't matter.
It could be me. It doesn't even matter.
The Gabby Bolt Show. Featuring the war on 2023.
Yeah. And you just have to basically do a Colonel Tom Parkey. You've just got to get her on a deal.
Yes.
She can't get out of forever.
Oh, we should have signed her up for 20 years.
And this is the thing, I mean, you had her in as an intern. You were exploiting her already.
Why didn't I think of that?
You could have done a Scientology thing and signed a billion-year contract. That's what they do for all your future lives as well. But it's probably too late. I mean, she's already seen that in these giant venues that you're playing, probably the biggest venue she's done.
Yeah, no, they are.
She's getting it. So she's getting, going, why would I need Charles in future?
Fuck. Okay.
You just, this is the same thing you did with Mark Humphries. You keep doing this.
But this is the same.
And James Schleffel.
But also, this is my business acumen. This actually goes to what I wanted to talk about, which is, I think I'm not a very good businessman at heart.
No.
I just have this spidey sense.
You're not.
It's just,
I mean, having
on
started
me.
Multiple businesses with you over the years. No, but you're very good at the idea.
Yes.
You're very good at the idea and the enthusiasm, and you're a founder, Charles.
I'm a founder.
What you need to do is just embrace what it is. Someone was telling me about this the other night.
Oh, yeah.
The thing about founders is that they're absolutely terrible at detail.
Yes, that's
Look at Mark Zuckerberg. He's had this great idea for Facebook, stolen from other people, but he built it, and now he has absolutely no idea what to do, and it's a total disaster.
Yes.
And his big idea is a virtual world, which everyone hates, and there aren't any legs. But the idea, the initial idea was good. You're a good founder. It's just that you can't keep it going for longer than about 6 months.
Yes, and I do like being legless, so that I share that in common with Mark Zuckerberg.
I mean, the history of the Chaser, the sad thing is that you actually did, you tried to do this, right? Mm. So you started the Chaser, you got us all involved.
Yes.
It started to go well.
Yes.
You got a bit sick of the rest of us.
I got
and then
bored,
tried
yeah.
to do your own other thing. You tried to set up several other businesses, which I won't embarrass you by going into the details here. But let's just say that the choices of A, what to start, and B, who to start it with weren't always wise.
No, exactly. Yeah.
And then at one point you said, oh, I'm just going to do high-level strategy now. I'm going to go do this for 80% of my time. That's just you being a founder.
Okay.
That's the nice way to put it.
Okay.
We had Fred Shibester in here. He's the same. He's a founder.
Okay. So let me tell you about my latest business, which is, and I think I might have mentioned it once or twice on the podcast.
Oh, not the avocados, please.
It's the avocados.
Oh, right. God.
But, okay, for every failure, you have a success.
Well, but Charles,
that's a sort of founder's law.
But in your life, the successes are people who go on to surpass you.
Yeah, that's right. Gabby
and Mark Humphries
is the anti-avocado.
You're amazingly good at finding talent. It's just that they surpass you.
But to my credit, I have succeeded.
Okay,
wildly in merch.
Right. Really?
So yes. So what happened is, I at the same time as I ordered avocados, which arrived months ago, right?
Yep.
And guess how many we've sold?
Yeah, if you haven't heard this before, there's a giant inflatable avocados with a stone that comes out the middle. It's like a floating pool toy.
Yes.
How many have you sold?
Five. And that is despite, actually, Cam was very funny because I put out a video and I put quite a lot of effort and quite a lot of money behind this ad on Facebook to try and sell them. And he said, I have never seen a product sell that bad.
Have you thought about selling them at the live shows?
Yeah, no, and we've sold three at the live shows. So
three?
So basically 60% of our sales are from people
buying. So you're making less than the cost of transporting this dried avocado.
Shut up.
Oh, my
God. Anyway, point is, first thing you should know, if you go to chasershop.com, you'll notice that the price has been slashed.
All right,
slashed, I would argue, like, not argue, I would, as Cam keeps pointing out, slashed to below cost price. We're losing money on these now. Anyway.
I'm at chasershop.com so $59 down to $39.
Yeah, there you go. Look, what a bargain. Okay,
Did you really think you get $60?
Shut up.
$60
shut up.
In this economy.
Shut up. It's a really huge avocado. It's like the same size as you. No, it's bigger than you.
We don't even take Afterpay.
Shut up. No, Afterpay is unsound, isn't it?
But so is this.
Oh, yeah, maybe if we...
You need ChaserPay where you can pay it over 100 years.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report. Now with extra whispers.
Anyway, point is, I've got this new product. The thing is, we made these bags, these backpacks, called, yes. And with the Qantas logo, you know, Qantas logo, I-R-S-A. Right?
And it's these are $25.
Because they're cheap shit from China, right? Like, and they're good backpacks. Have you seen one?
Oh, it looks impressive. $25 is, yeah. I mean, that's a reasonable price for a novelty product.
Yes. And they have, so it's the Qantas logo, and then there's a little label on it which says, all my other bags got lost by the airline, right?
Yes.
And so the whole idea is that it's a carry-on backpack. Mm. And I've been using mine for the last few days. They're fantastic, right? They're perfect size for grocery shopping.
And you fly Virgin, they probably love it.
Yeah, they love it. It's so good. And also the good thing is that it is carry-on size. You don't have to check it in. Mm. It won't be lost, right? Point is, we put them on sale. We just quietly put them on sale on, like, Friday or something like that. They just immediately sold out. Like, we are literally, there's only about 20 left. That is a total triumph, right? We're basically about to run out of them, right?
Amazing.
But the funny thing is that I ordered them at the same time as the avocado. Do you know why we only just put them on sale just, like, last weekend?
Did they not come or did you just not get around to it?
It was the most ironic piece of merchandise I've ever happened, which is it got lost in the mail. These Qantas things, we shipped them out from China. And so last Friday I was going, where the fuck are they, right? I ring the distributor, I ring the person in China, and they go, oh, we've done the tracking. And then we ring Australia Post and they go, oh, no, they're on their way back to China, right? Like, we thought that it was all over. Like, they'd literally been lost, you know, Qantas style in the mail.
Hilarious story. Your thing that says I was lost in transit was lost in transit.
But Australia Post, because what had happened is the Chinese distributor had put the address label as Lane Cove. That was the only thing, right?
And so Australia, which, by the way, is a suburb. It's quite a large suburb.
Sydney. It's a very large suburb of Sydney. So it's Charles Firth, Lane Cove, right, which is where our warehouse is. And so, unsurprisingly, Australia Post had sort of got this box and gone, or these boxes, and gone, we don't know where
Don't they know who you are?
Yeah. And then it'd spent a couple of weeks just rocketing around Australia Post, like literally going to every warehouse in Sydney, all the sorting facilities, going, what are we going to do with it?
That's so
funny. It then ended up back at the distributors, like the Chinese distributors' warehouse, right? Which is, I have never been to Australia. So I then ran out there at the end of last week to go and grab them, right? And there was literally, so you enter this warehouse. It's a massive warehouse. It's like the size of, I don't know, what an Amazon warehouse would be.
Or right? a Qantas hangar for one of their grounded flights that they aren't maintaining properly.
And there's no shelves. It's just boxes on the ground, like for, you know, hundreds of metres, right? And they're all just sort of, and I'd say, oh, this is my tracking number. It's like a 35-digit tracking number, like 34RP1289, blah, 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 blah. I said to the guy, I've got three boxes to pick up of this tracking number. And he goes, okay. And then he just takes me and he just finds the boxes strewn among, like, literally halfway into the warehouse. He just goes, that's them. He's going, what is happening? Is Rain Man running this this warehouse? Like, how does he? Anyway, point is, we got them and they're now sold out.
Did you hire this guy?
And they almost cover the cost of the avocados.
So did you hire this guy to come and run your distribution business?
I should. Yeah, no, but I think he was the guy who labeled it Lane Cove. Maybe he just knew, he knows where in Lane Cove to go. Like, if you gave it to him and it was labeled Lane Cove, he'd be able to deliver it.
Charles,
there's
a very simple solution to this, right? Okay. This is the thing. I just want to cut through all that we've said.
Yeah.
The obvious thing to do
is
that instead of you thinking up the merchandise,
yes,
Mark Humphreys and Gabby Bolt should be thinking up the merchandise. You just need to step back. Do less. Let the people who are successes. Yeah. If you just sold a T-shirt with Mark Humphreys' face on it.
Yes. Or Gabby Bolt.
Or just a T-shirt saying, I watched Gabby Bolt before she was famous.
Yes. What a great idea.
And that would really sell. The problem is you'd have to give her most of the percentage, but it'd still be worth it. You just need to write on there, Kate.
No, don't tell Gabby. What we'll do is we'll get the name rights to Gabby.
Yes, just get the Gabby merch Bolt rights. Name right.
Yeah. And then we sell the fucking merch. That's it.
I mean, who owns GabbyBolt.com?
Well, we do now.
I mean, you do seem like a kind of an exploitative sexist pig. But you'll be a very rich exploitative
sexist pig. I'll join the pantheon of founders.
You know what all the founders are doing?
What?
They're all spending hundreds of millions of dollars on trying to live forever.
That's a really interesting place to take this conversation. The metaverse, Mark Zuckerberg's metaverse, is based on the idea that by the time he dies, he wants to be able to upload his brain into the metaverse, and he will need friends there. And that's why he's building out the metaverse, so that it's just not him.
So we all have to put up with this because he has this stupid idea,
yes,
that a digital version of himself is in some way going to in any way meaningfully survive beyond this life.
Yes, but haven't you seen the Netflix series Upload?
No.
Yeah, which explores these moral issues in a half-hour comedic sitcom format.
Charles, for fuck's sake, the next time you come across a Gabby Bolt,
yes,
just fucking buy the rights to upload it to the metaverse.
Yes!
Our Gears and Road, we're part of the Acast Creator Network, and we now own the virtual life rights to Gabby Bolt. Go and see The War in 2022. You have to put up with Charles and James for 70% of the show, but there are good people in it too.
Fuck you.
I'm sure it's good on, like, if you average it all out.
It's good.
Gabby's very good.
Yeah, she is.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.